Divine Encounter Program with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo. What's here?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My name is Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo, the senior prophet and founder, Air Fire Ministry Incorporated. This is Divine Encounter Program. You are highly welcome. This is a program where you come one-on-one with the Word of God, where you encounter the power of His Word, where the Word of the Lord come alive in your spirit, where the impossible become possible through the power of His Word, where you know your right and your place in the power of God as a child of God. My name is Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo. Keep listening to this message. Enjoy it and stay blessed. God bless you.
1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 1.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels,
even though I can have the understanding of the language of angels,
and have not charity,
and I don't have love,
I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
No matter the deepness of the knowledge of the angels I have, it is all vanity.
And yes. Though I have the gift of prophecy,
though I can prophesy
and understand all,
and all my prophecy are accurate,
and
though
also,
you can prophesy and whatsoever you prophesy come to pass, though you have the gift of prophecy, though you are great in prophetic, though you are a prophet, though you are a prophesier, though you can prophesy even what is yet to happen in a thousand years can be revealed to you and it will be accurate, but what? You have no love. You are just like what? Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery
and all knowledge, and though I have all faith,
though my faith is very strong,
so that I could remove mountains,
I can even command the dead to come back to life,
and I have not charity,
and there's no love in me,
I am nothing.
Why you are alive is because of the love of God. Today, agape love have become uncommon. Christ's love, which is the foundation of the church, could no longer be seen. Love have become nearly impossible. People no longer love each other again. Even in the church of God today, you can hardly see genuine love. In families, there are no more genuine love. In marriages, there are no more genuine love. In our society, there are no more genuine love. In the nation, there is no more love. And until we go back to Christ, until we go back to the foundation of love, until we go back, love I'm talking about is not emotional feeling. Love I'm talking about is not what you feel about somebody. Love I am talking about is not what you have for someone that will expire whenever they offend you. Love I'm talking about is not what offense can take away. Love is not what you can say, I once said I love you, but now I don't love you again. Love is the essence of God in you. Love is what you are meant to be. Love is what you are meant to reveal. Love is what you are meant to teach others. Love is God. You said you love God. You love Christ. You are a child of God. But you have never seen him. And those you can even see, you can't show them love. In the place of love, you envy. In the place of love, you hate. Where you are supposed to love, there is strife. Instead of you to show love, you show hatred. There is battle for supremacy. No longer battle to show love. Everybody is now living of the life of selfishness. Me, myself, and I. And it is all about you. Can't you remember? If you don't change your way, one day death will take you away. You came to this life without nothing. You came with nothing. Everything you met on earth, you will leave them on earth. Everything you see on earth, you will leave them all on earth. If you have 1,000 houses, the day you die, it will become other people's house. The day you die, your best car will become another person's ride. The day you die, the people you didn't allow to enter your house, they will not even remove their shoe before they enter your parlor. The day you die, the one you never wanted to see at all may be the one that will dig your grave. That day is coming when you will never be able to bait yourself. Somebody will bait you. That day is coming when somebody will wear you clothes. And that day is coming when they will say, bed doesn't fit you. It is a box that fits you. That day is coming when everything you have labored for will be taken away from you. You will leave it willingly because it will be useless to you. Love your God and love your neighbor. Let love rule your hearts. Because after now, there is nothing. After now, there is nothing. There is a place you are going. In that place, they don't spend money. No matter the amount of currency you have, it is useless in that place. When you get to that place, we will ask you, what is your work? The first question is, who is your savior? If you are born of Christ, congratulations. Then we will check your work. Love. 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 Love is not what we are supposed to be preaching. Love is what you are supposed to be. In the presence of love, there is nothing called bitterness. But where there is no love, bitterness will always exist. Where there is love, there will be forgiveness. Before people offend you, you already forgive. Because you don't have that mind to keep anybody into. Because this life is too short. Love. No matter the offense anybody has committed against you, why don't you let it go now? No matter the bitterness in your heart towards another person, why don't you allow love to overrule and take it away? You have offered nothing to God. You have done nothing to God. And yet, he sacrificed for you. Amen. And yet, he showed you mercy. And yet, he saved you. The one who can freely give you his own son, even without you deserving that. Why can't you forgive other people's sins? And let love rule your hearts. Church, let's go back to the foundation of love.
Moving forward now.
Are you a minister of God, a businessman or woman? Are you single or married? Are you a professional official in need of a breakthrough through the cooperative anointing? Search no further as AYA Fire Ministry presents the Morning Liberation Service happening every Sunday, time 8 a.m. It's a place where powers bow down to the name of Jesus Christ, ministering Prophet Israel Omoni Taiwo and other anointed ministers of God. Wednesday Bible study, time 4:30 p.m. prompt. Monday counseling day, time 12 p.m. First Friday of every month, divine encounter night, time 9 p.m. Venue, AYA Fire Ministry, number 27 Oyegbonwa Street, off Second Power Line, off Upper Ekewan Road, Ugbuyoko Quarters, Benin City. You can hook up with us on our social media handles at AYA Fire Ministry. Sunday Liberation Service, come and encounter the true grace and power of God. See you there.
Let Christians stop pretending that they love where they don't love. Let believers stop pretending they are children of God when they are not. Whoever that doesn't love does not know God. Who does not love does not know God. You can't help your neighbor's children because you hate their parents. Today is what you know. Do you know when you will die and what will be for the children you will leave behind? Let's go back to love. There is no salvation without love. There is no Christianity without love. There's nobody that can serve God without the heart of love. Before you can walk with him, you must love him. Before you can serve him, you must love him. This morning, my heart was full of burden. I have this burden pressing my heart. And what is this burden? We carry the entire world on our head. And we forget about God's command. All of the Ten Commandments have been summarized into one. Love your God with all of your heart and with all of your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. But today, in Christianity, you see believers that want to kill and destroy other believers because of properties. Today, money has become God in the life of many. Parents barely show love to their children. All of their life, they look for money. And when the children grow up, they don't grow up to love their father. They don't grow up to love their mother. And that is why they have no honor or respect for their parents. Right from the foundation. Whatever you are seeing in our society today is still a joke, I'm telling you. What will happen in the next 10 years when the teenagers of now will become the youth to come, that is when you know that a lot of error has occurred. Parents, love your children. To love your children is not giving them money. To love your children is not only to pay their school fees. If you want to know what is life, go to UBTH mortuary. If you want to know what is in this life, go to mortuaries. And you will realize that there is what? Nothing. And you will realize there is what? Love others as you love yourself. Be the hand of God to wipe away other people's tears. Be the voice of the Lord to give hope unto others. Let love rose. Yes?
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and
though you are a giver, you give the highest offering. Do you know? Amen. Do you know that even if you are a giver in the church, and yet you cannot help those who are hungry around you, the offering you give in the church is a waste. Do you know? You are the best tither in the church, and your brothers are hungry, and you cannot help them. Everything you are doing in the church is a waste, because you can't buy God, you can't bribe God, you can't deceive God. Is this your heart? Amen. Though you offered all you think you have, to the extent that you burn your body and use it to feed people.
And you have no charity.
And you don't have love in you.
It profits me nothing.
It is nothing. It is nothing. It is nothing. Yes?
Charity suffereth long.
Charities endure. Why you refuse to tolerate anybody is because there is no love in you. I know they take nonsense. So you do me, I do you. As it is hot, as it is hot. Anything you give me, I give it back to you. You are not a believer, you are not a child of God. Yes?
Charity is kind.
Love is kind. Love is kind. Why you are not kind is because you don't love. And when people show you kindness, you see them like fool. I know how to. I know waiting I go tell and go give me money. I know how to swindle in now. Don't worry. Those who are kind, you take them for stupid. They are not stupid. You are the one that needed to change and repent. Love is kind. When there is love in you, you will be kind to people. And you don't need to know people before you are kind. You don't need to be related with people before you are kind. You don't need to have any connection with anybody before you show them kindness. A lot of people right now, they have been in one prayer point for many years and God is not responding. Because when the Lord gives you the opportunity, you suffer a lot of people. And now that opportunity has been shifted away from you. Because you need to understand this. For every purpose that God has given you and created you to fulfill, there is a duplicate for you. If you don't know now, you should know there is a duplicate for you. In case you fail, there's somebody else to take over. So when you refuse to do that which is kind, God will use another person to do it. So what you cannot do, another can do it. But what God cannot do, nobody can do it. Yes?
Charity envieth not.
Charity doesn't envy. Today you see pastor envy pastor. People cannot come out in the church and say, praise the Lord. The Lord just give me a car. Waiting. Which kind of car? Go sit down. Nally you. Out of heaviness. Rejoice with them that rejoice, so that your own can come.
Wherever you are, meet us online and on site for a night of divine encounter happening every first Friday of every month, featuring healing, deliverance, breakthrough, prayers, and the word. A night of prophetic utterances that will catapult you to the place of your destiny. Ministry, Prophet Israel Omoniyi Taiwo, and other anointed ministers of God. Venue, the Apostolic Prayer and Deliverance Sanctuary, Eya Fire Ministries, number 27 Oyegboma Street, off Second Power Line, Ugbioko Quarters, Ekenwa Road, Benin City. Time, 9 p.m. till dawn. Or hook up with us on Facebook at Eya Fire Ministries. Night of Divine Encounter, happening every first Friday of every month. Come, your testimonies await.
Don't have time to condemn and criticize people. I look at the life of all of those who criticized me, Joshua, while he was alive. Even till now, I have still studying them one by one, but I have not seen anybody that has been able to beat his standard. That man becomes what he preached, but they preach what they can never be. Yes?
Charity vaunteth not.
Charity does not find fault in people. Love does not set trap so that you can go into it. Say, don't I say it? I get him. We say we are serving God. If we can't love ourselves, we are not serving God. God, we have not seen. But the man created by God that we can see, he said, relate well. But I said, no, I don't want to have anything to do with this man. And you say, God, I love you. You are fooling yourself. God bless you. Yes?
Charity is not proud.
Charity is not proud. Those who are genuinely rooted in the love of Christ, no matter what God has given to them, you can't see them being arrogant. They believe God gave it to them, and they will see it as a blessing to everybody. Before God give you any little things, your shoulder pad is higher than your head. Even you want your father's mate to kneel down and greet you. Nobody can talk to you again in the society. In your family, you become a god. Among your friends, you become a god. There's no love in you. There's no love in you. Where you keep finding fault in people. When all you do is to glorify yourself. You have arrived. Welcome. You are doing well today. Welcome. I need you to understand something. There was a time when Turtle was the best car. Today, nobody can give you Turtle and you will celebrate it. There was a time when Suzuki double silencer was the best. But today it doesn't exist again. There was a time when Mercedes Benz, regular Benz, flat, German mistake, was the best in town. Anybody who has it is the talk of the town. But today, are you still seeing them? Today you are on head. Time is going to come when you will be no more. So what will people say about you when you are no more? What will people remember you for when you are no more? You will become a memory. It's just a matter of time. The people that are under the head, they are very so much more than the people on the head. So definitely one day, we too will join them under the head. But what will be with you when that time will come? What will people say? Love your God and love your neighbor. Live a life of love and let love rule. Let love lead. There is nothing worth dying for, because you met it all here. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let anybody beg you for forgiveness before you forgive. Let love rule your heart. That is then you will become a child of God.
For prayers, counseling, fellowship, and one-on-one encounter with our man of God, Prophet Israel Omone Taiwo, please call the following numbers: 081-33-93-0044 or 081-17-05-7829. Or visit our church headquarters, venue, Eya Foya Ministry, number 27, Oyegbonwa Street, off Second Power Line, off Upper Ekewan Road, Ugbuihu Quarters, Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria.